Zogt der Elgin ist der Weite, Masecht des Aholis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Adam in a Matama at Shetaisi Nafshei. A person would not be Matama with someone else until his neshama actually leaves. In other words, until he actually passes away. Even though he's going to pass away any minute. L'maisa, he's not Tame until his neshama is no longer in his guf. And that's learned from the Pasuk. Kolanigeya b'meis b'nefesh Adam asher yomus. Why does it say Asher Yomus? Chazal learned from here. Even though he's what's called a goysis means you see any second he's going to pass away. It doesn't make a difference. He's not metama until his neshama leaves him. Vafila meguyed, even if Nebuch is cut up, he has no way to survive. Vafilu goysis. A goysis means there are simonim on him that he's about to leave this world, his neshama is about to leave him. Zakta Mishnah, here are the halachos that apply to this person who is a geises. And the Mishnah is emphasizing it's as if he's mamish alive. He is tak alive. There's a halach, you're not supposed to touch a geises. Because chas v'shalom, you could be makari of his misa, you could bring his death a second earlier. So the first halach, zaykek liyivum. If this man who's a geises now had a brother who passed away without children, his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, cannot marry anyone else because there's a chiyuv yivam. The surviving brother has to take her as a wife. He has to be miyavim her. And right now, this brother is still alive. And sometimes upaiter min hayivam. Let's say a person passed away and he left over a son. There's no chiyuv yivam. The brother of the person who passed away is not going to be miyavim. His brother's wife, he's not allowed to. They have a son. What if this son is a geisis? Right now, she's pater on Yivam. Right now, she's allowed to get married. We don't know how long the son is going to live. It doesn't make a difference. Right now, there's no Chiyav Yivam. And if there is no Chiyav Yivam at the time that the husband passes away, then there never will be a Chiyav Yivam, even if the son eventually passes away. Because there was a son that was alive at the time that the father passed away, there's no Yivam. And even though he's a Geises, this is called being alive. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Another halacha to show that even at these last seconds, it's still called being alive. Michael bitruma, a woman who is the daughter of a Yisrael who marries a kayin, is allowed to eat truma as long as she's still married to the kayin. If the kayin passes away or she gets divorced, and there are no children, so there's nothing that connects her anymore to the previous marriage, she returns to her father's house. She's a bas Yisrael. She can no longer eat truma. But if she has a child from her husband, the Kayin, she can continue to eat truma, even though the Kayin is no longer alive or the Kayin divorced her. Our Mishnah is teaching us that even if they have one child, and this one child, Nebuch, is a Meguyer or a Geises, his mother is still permitted to eat truma as long as that son is alive. That's what the Mishnah means, Machel, that this person, this son, Nebuch, that's a Geises, can still allow for his mother, the Yisraelis, Betruma, to eat Truma, Upaisel Betruma, and sometimes it's the other way around. Let's say you have the daughter of a Kohen who marries a Yisrael. She is not allowed to eat Truma any longer because she's married to a Yisrael. If this Yisrael passed away, or they got divorced, and they have children, she still cannot eat Truma. If they don't have any children, she goes back to her father's house and she can eat Truma. So this Ben Yachid, from the Yisrael, even though right now he's Meguyed or Geises, but as long as he's alive, his mother is not allowed to eat Truma because she has a live son from the Yisrael. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, V'chein, V'heima, V'chaya. Ein metame, they're not metame, Tumas Nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without Shechita. A Nevela is metame, but that Tumas Nevela would not begin at Shetetzi Navsham. Until the animal actually dies. Wait a second, if I have meatballs and spaghetti, so the animal died. Yes, but the animal was shechted. We said only nevela. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Hitzu Rasheyan. If their heads were chopped off, that is of the behema or the chaya, that's considered dying. Avalbi, even though Shemefarkasin, even though it's still shaking. The body of the behema or chaya is still shaking after the head is off. But that's not called being alive. That's kegonzonov shel halta. That's like the tail of a lizard. The tail of a lizard would continue to shake even after it's cut off from the lizard. Does that mean the tail is alive? No, it's because the muscles kind of move on their own. It's like nerves. So the Mishnah is explaining the behemah and chaya, although it's still shaking after the head is off, but that's not called being alive. And Memela Thomas Nevela did begin. Okay, so chazing over Mishnah Vav, a mess is not metama atcha teitzei nafshai, even if he's cut up, or even if we see simonim of goises, which means al pider chateva, the mess is about to leave this world. Maybe interesting to note, in regard to a koyin, there are shitas that hold that he's not allowed to go into a house during a time that the person is goises. Some are not here. But basically, in regard to anything else, as long as the person is alive, we consider him alive. And that means that if his brother, the brother of this person that is now in a matzav of gesisa, if his brother died without children, there is a mitzvah of yivam. His wife cannot get married at this point, unless she gets either yivam or chalitza. Yivam is obviously not shayach. Chalitza is not shayach if he's a geisis, but she can't get married until after the person passes away. For that matter, let's say someone passed away and he had one child and the child is a geisis, there's no chiyuv yivam for the mother, because at the time that the husband passed away, he had a child. When a behemah dies, there's tumas nevela, unless it was shechted. By the way, unless it was a kosher behemah that was shechted. If someone shechted a horse, there's still tumas nevela. So besides for a kosher behemah or chaya that was shechted, when a behemah or chaya dies, there's tumas nevela. But tumas nevela begins only after the animal actually dies. If the head of the animal was chopped off, even though it's still shaking, which is called mefarcheses, we do not consider that alive. It's like the tail of a lizard that still shakes even after you disconnected from the lizard. I remember one of my Rebbe's once told me, I was like shaking back and forth by learning, but my mind was elsewhere. He said, you know, you're not here. Your mind is elsewhere. He pointed out to this Mishnah, said, you could be shaking back and forth. That doesn't mean that your head is there, that your heart is there. You know, concentrate with your heart and mind.